Hi, this is Rob Parks from RC Strategies Plus PERC. I'm part of the consulting team that was hired by the RDCK to develop a Parks and Recreation Master Plan for the town of Creston and electoral areas A, B, and C. We started the process back last year, so it's been about a year, and we finally have a draft master plan that we want to share with everybody. What I want to do is just explain briefly what our process was and let you know how you can provide your feedback. We did host a couple of open houses on May 14th and then again on May 15th, in which we shared some material, and that material in a PDF form is available on the RDCK website. Also on the website, you can look at the documents themselves. They're in draft form, so you may find a spelling error or two, but they're in draft form and you can look through the details of the research that we conducted and then secondly the details of the master plan. The panel material that was utilized at the open house, as I mentioned, is available to look through, and what I thought I would do now is just quickly give you an overview of what that information would be in the panels. The feedback form will be active and available right through to the end of May, and so we would encourage you to provide your feedback there. So in terms of the panels, we do have one there that just talks about all of the research that was done to arrive at those master plan conclusions, and so it was fairly extensive, and many of you would have participated in the surveys, and we thank you for that. But there was a number of other pieces of research that we did do that we wanted to identify through one of the panels. Some of that research then we've shared through some of those panels, and again, you'll see the detail when you look through that State of Parks and Recreation document on there. So talk a little bit about the benefits, and then there's an interesting graph there that shows the 2016 census information from the town of Creston areas A, B, and C, and then the provincial average. And you'll see there's quite a big bump that indicates that we're a bit of an older community here in the region. Share some trends broadly for infrastructure and even for, say, things like active transportation. So it was important for us when we did the research to look a little bit beyond just the immediate area, even though the research that we gathered from here is extremely important. It is good to look beyond what's happening just in the area and look a little bit more broadly, and we did do that. There's some panels that share some of the findings from the household survey, and often that's something that's of particular interest to people. We ended up with just over 1,200 households participating in the survey, which is really a strong response, and that gives us a margin of error that's under 3%. So that means if we fielded the survey 20 times, and 19 of those occasions, the findings would be within about 3% of what you see there. So really strong data, and everybody is to be congratulated in the area for participating in that. Great response, and we really appreciate that. So we do share some of the findings, and you'll see that on some of the panels from that survey. The research document has all of the findings from the survey. You'll be able to see that. And in those instances where there's something that really shows quite a distinction between areas A, B, and C in the town of Creston, we've made note of it. But really, in many instances, the findings are really quite similar across all of those different areas. Starting on, I guess, panel 5, we get into the master plan itself, and this is really where we're looking for some feedback. So we share some plan foundations, so the vision and mission for the plan itself, and then some guiding principles, and explain a little bit on how we've organized the recommendations in there. So the feedback form asks you about these plan foundations and whether you think they're decent or not, and I think the question is about satisfaction, and then really the rest of the materials talks about and presents the recommendations, and they're organized into programming and events, infrastructure, and then service delivery. In each instance, the recommendation is there, and that's numbered, and it's in bold, and then beneath that are some implementation considerations. And so really what those are actions that could be taken to actually implement the recommendation. So if I look at the very first one, recommendation one under programming and events, it says provide and promote low cost and free programming opportunity options. And so that's the recommendation for the RDCK to do. So it's, as a master plan, it's a strategic document and it provides a framework within which to operate and provide and support services, but it's not a work plan. And so this says what they need to do. And then those implementation considerations are some examples of actions that could be taken to actually implement that recommendation one. And so that's how they're structured along the way. And so there's a handful of them in programming events, and then it gets into the infrastructure ones. The infrastructure ones are often more tools that can be used internally, but for sure there's some good information there for community organizations to know how decisions are being made. So even when I look at recommendation 9 that talks about utilizing a prioritization framework, so we have a system set up there on how to adjudicate a number of different requests that come forward for infrastructure projects and how we might rank them. And so if I look on that particular framework, and that's on panel 7, the top one is general public demand indicator. And so it suggests that if something is a little bit higher up in the survey rankings from that household survey, that it would score a little bit higher. And you'll see we have a weight of 5, which indicates that that's more important than, say, the one at the bottom, which is the economic impact one. So we have a framework in which to sort of rank projects. And then when you look on panel 8, you'll see that we have a priority ranking. So both for indoor facilities and amenities and outdoor. And so we did the ranking as a consulting team and just sort of fed it through and using the information we had to come up with that list. And you see that the gymnasium type space came out as the priority for indoor and outdoor. It's a walking trail system and access to the lake. Recommendation 10 just talks about a process to develop a project. So it does take a little bit of time and then so on. You'll see those other ones when we get into service delivery and recommendations. And so this is a quick overview of what that information is, but you can review the information on those panels at your leisure. And you can certainly look through the detailed recommendations in the master plan, as well as the detailed research that was done. And that's contained in the State of Recreation and Parks document. So I hope you have time to look through that and you can provide your feedback. We'd really appreciate it. Once we get all that feedback in, we'll look through it and then present that to our committee. And we'll make some decisions on how the master plan, the draft master plan, will change, and then ultimately we'll finalize it, and that'll be available for all to look at. So thanks very much for your interest. Look forward to getting the feedback.